know that hot, dry weather can negatively impact your home's foundation because the soil underneath shrinks and cracks and ultimately damages your foundation. And this is more problematic in soil with high clay content, like here in the Upstate. Before those minor issues become major problems, call the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. They know the importance of being proactive and finding the right solution for you. Book an appointment now at 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the Upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your Club Car Onward today and really enjoy life.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dare. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back. And you're going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Got a tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300,000s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
You're listening to Facts on Sports with Faxon and John. Now let's get back to the show.
Friday, live from the Chick-fil-A in Clemson. Folks, all of your tailgating needs, why would you go anywhere other than Chick-fil-A? Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A at Clemson and Chick-fil-A at Seneca. Nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, cookies, and more. Chick-fil-A at Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for your game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app. Let's get Cole Gerard in here live in person at Chick-fil-A at Clemson. You can find him on Twitter at ColeGerard4 with Clemson Sports Media and the Tigers Den podcast. Cole, glad to have you out here, brother. Thanks for coming out.
What's up? Thanks for having me on again for the third week in a row.
Yeah, third week in a row. We're excited, and let's hope that the Tigers can keep winning. And I will say this, Cole, to start things out. QB1 right now has been a big topic of itinerary, so let's just rip the Band-Aid off and hop right into it. What are you hearing on the beat and the latest in your world in relation to Cade Klubnik's status? He was announced as questionable last night on that availability report.
Yeah, so we saw a bunch of talk, you know, leading from the BC game, saying they didn't know if Cade was going to play. But then, you know, you saw the availability report last night, and he was listed as questionable, and I thought that was probably going to be the case.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll find out more tonight. Another one drops at some point tonight, and then I think 2 hours before game time. So I think he might be a true game time decision, but it's looking towards 17 going out there and play quarterback.
Yeah, and with 17 and Christopher Vezina, what have you seen from him in these last couple of weeks that inspires confidence or maybe a lack of confidence in his play? Played the whole second half essentially up at North Carolina and then got in a little bit as well down the stretch against Boston College.
Yeah, versus BC, I guess, is, you know, that it gave him the string that he would want go out there and open it up for him. But, you know, looking at BC, he ran a lot with the twos and threes. So if Vezina's the starter tomorrow and he's running with the ones, you know, I'd like to see it. And, you know, SMU secondary is probably one of the worst in the ACC. So if they can let him throw it around, it might go well.
And, John, I think that's kind of the thing, that Clemson fans are still staying confident even with the lack of clarity on QB1 status, because SMU's given up 315-plus passing yards per game. They rank dead last in the ACC in most categories against the pass.
Right.
Do you think this is an opponent that Vezina can exploit that defense if he is the quarterback tomorrow?
Yes, I do. We talked a little bit about it yesterday at the end of our show when this news was kind of starting to trickle out. And the more I think about it is – You Buster Faulkner the game plan.
Yeah.
You keep everything within 8 yards or in of the line of scrimmage from a passing concept. I'm not asking Christopher Vezina to take a 5-step drop and hit a 25-yard post. I'm just not going to ask him to do that. You know, part of coaching is asking guys to do things that they can handle. But we've seen over the last couple of weeks after the first bye week, the blocking in the perimeter has been fantastic. The tight end blocking has been very good. The offensive line is turning the page and getting better. I'm doing quick hitters. I'm doing screens. Kind of like what Syracuse was doing to us in Death Valley a couple of weeks ago, where Angeli has the ball, and then a second and a half, the ball's out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want Vezina to have to hold it and make a decision. Just get the ball, get it out quickly. Heavy Antonio Williams. This may not be a big usage game for a Wesco or a Moore just based on their skill sets, but Tyler Brown, Antonio Williams, the tight ends that you have, the way you can get the ball to Adam Randall out of the backfield – I think there's a lot of different ways that you can drop a successful offense with him. Now, we've seen when he's been inserted, it's not the same offense that Cade Klubnik runs.
No, it's not.
But that's okay. That's fine.
They don't do the same things well, yes.
Yeah, the good Lord built them differently, right? Like, so, like, run whatever you do best. And, you know, if you're Garrett Riley and this coach staff, that's what the money is for.
Yeah.
Is to create a game plan for this week. So, with the talent that you have around Christopher Vezina, I don't love what he has specifically put on tape this year, but I do believe that the other 10 starters, if he is the 11th, have been improving and playing well over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, definitely have been improving and playing well over the last couple of weeks. 654-ROAR is the number. Want to get in with your thoughts in the audience at 654-ROAR. What do you want to see from Christopher Vezina tomorrow if he's QB1? What do you want to see from the Clemson offense if he's QB1? And, John, you brought up a name in Faulkner. I almost want to see an Arthur Smith, Buster Faulkner blend. And what I mean by that is I want to see the Arthur Smith incorporation of 12 personnel with two tight ends on the field, emphasizing and prioritizing the run game, putting Vezina under center a little bit, maybe getting him incorporated in the play action game, rolling him out of the pocket and moving him out to the right. I feel like we've seen Vezina comfortable on the move when rolling out to the right. And then the Faulkner elements, which is manage that down and distance like you have a linebacker playing quarterback.
Right.
And with no disrespect to Haynes Kick, kid's a really good freaking player. He also is not a good passer of the football. He is an elite runner of the football. His coordinator knows that. So what do? They run him. They do the thing that he does best on the football field repeatedly, and they make you stop it. Cole, we saw a lot of designed runs for Cade Klubnik last week up in Chestnut Hill, including the play that he kind of got injured on.
Yeah.
Are we anticipating for that to be a big part of the fray if Vezina is giving it a go at quarterback tomorrow, given that 6'5 frame and running ability?
I think you're going to see Vezina run the ball a lot. A lot of design QB runs for him tomorrow. But like you said, like John said, don't expect him to go out there and drop back every play. Use his resources. I'd like to see Cole Turner and Tyler Brown in motion run the Wildcat a lot. If they just give him the leash he likes and opens up the playbook for him, I got a lot of belief in Christopher Vezina.
I got a lot of belief in Christopher Vezina as well. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to check in. Continuing to chat with Cole Gerard from Clemson Sports Media. Cole, let's chat a little bit about the defensive side of the ball and what the Tigers are going to be able to do to stifle Kevin Jennings in an electric Mustang attack that's one of the best in the ACC. Who are some players on the Tigers team tomorrow that you're looking forward to having potentially big games to slow down Kevin Jennings?
47, Sammy Brown.
Yeah.
He's going to be the mobile guy on the field. It's going to be like a Lenore Sellers, but without the big body like Lenore Sellers. Kevin Jennings can run it. He can throw it. He's a very good runner, though. So somebody's got to run the QB spy, and I think Sammy Brown's going to have a huge day.
John, are you typically sharing that assessment? Because we've seen Woodaz in those spy situations, and to be candid, he's struggled. Brown's been a little bit better, and he's got a little bit more quickness to his game.
I'm not necessarily in the same camp because I think that Jennings is a great athlete, but he's not a great runner. He doesn't want to run. He wants to be a pocket passer. He wants to stay behind the line of scrimmage. Now, he can create and he can escape and he can move around, but I don't think Rhett Lashley is going to be like what we were just talking about with Christopher Vezina. Like, I don't think they're doing quarterback power, quarterback draw, and that kind of stuff with him.
Sure.
So I think that in terms of a spy, I don't know. I think that would be kind of as the game kind of unfolds, but to me, the way you bring up Sammy Brown, the way that he's been playing the last 2 weeks has been great because he's trusting his guys up front.
Exactly.
He's trusting his guys up front, and then he's going and reacting. Versus in the month of September, he was just out there like a crash test dummy and just flying into contact as quick as he could.
Right.
So I think that he's – I get what you're coming from with the spy standpoint. Yeah. I definitely agree. I think that you need to have him more in that kind of like a soft zone over the middle to be able to handle the backs out of the backfield. Because I think if they can get Chris Johnson in some space, like Sammy Brown does have closing speed, but Sammy Brown needs to be closing coming downhill at him, not trying to chase him.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if he's chasing him, he'll – chase him for 3 straight days, he won't catch him.
And to further John's point, like when Jennings is scrambling, you can go and look at just the rushing statistics this year. Kevin Jennings has 5 yards rushing. So when he's scrambling, as John said, he's scrambling to throw. He's not scrambling to run. He can run. He'll rip off an 11, 12-yard gain. He'll go pick up a first down on a timely third down when he needs to. But as you alluded to, he's trying to stay behind the line of scrimmage, and his eyes constantly stay downfield. He's hunting the chunk play. He's hunting the big hitter outside of structure where somebody's coming back to the football 30 yards down the field, and he's going to be able to pick him out with that dynamic element of his passing game. So this is one of the best quarterbacks in this league, and Kevin Jennings, there's no doubt about that in my mind at all. And Clemson's got a tall task to slow him down, but they've also got some receiving talent on the outside, Cole, and this is a big game for Avion Terrell, Ashton Hampton. This secondary needs to play the way they played the last 2 weeks if you want to stifle some of that SMU team speed.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Clemson secondary, Avion Terrell, Ashton Hampton. You know, they've had pretty good games the last 2 weeks. Seems like Ashton Hampton's playing with a lot of confidence since that North Carolina game. And looking at this SMU team, they get a lot of separation quick down the field, so it's going to be one thing if we can get it done.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a priority to slow down Romello Brinson, to slow down R.J. Maryland, probably the two most prolific guys in this skill position group, being a wide receiver and a tight end. And then the run game, too. It's nowhere near the quality that it was last year, John, but T.J. Harden's still a really good player, and Chris Johnson has a change of pace back. I think most teams in the country would take that as their RB2 with no questions asked. He's a starting caliber player for a lot of P4s.
Oh, yeah, no, they've got a very good rushing attack back there, and I'm not all that concerned about Clemson's ability throughout the course of the entire game to stop the run. I think they will find some success. Now, SMU's going to get theirs, certainly, for sure. But I think throughout 4 quarters, I think you can hold those guys to a respectable total. I think the big thing is just not let – you can have 4-yard gains. You can have 6-yard gains. I can take a 12. Don't let like a 5-yard become a 35-yarder like we saw in the early parts of the Syracuse game with poor effort by T.J. Parker.
Yeah, and that's 100% fair, and I think that's 100% accurate. 654 Roar, if you want to check in. Texter gets in and says, is SMU Chris Johnson as fast as Tennessee Titan Gold Girl Chris Johnson? Nobody's as fast as Prime CJ2K. Let me just tell you that right now. That might be the fastest player I've ever seen with my own two eyes. So, no. Still a good player, though, in his own regard. Let's talk a little bit about the safeties, Cole. We talk about Avion. We talk about, of course, on the other side with Ashton Hampton. But Ricardo Jones and Ronan Hanifin have been playing a lot better football as of late, including a big pick from Ricardo Jones in the end zone last week up in Chestnut Hill.
Yep.
What's your assessment on Clemson's safeties and how they're developing so far this season?
I mean, just from the North Carolina game, I mean, you look at the Syracuse game, the Troy game, the Georgia Tech, LSU, it just looked like they weren't playing together. It looks like everybody was on a different side of the field. And speaking of Ricardo, I mean, you look, a lot of people wanting him off the field. And then at BC, gets that big pick in the end zone. And then Ronan Hanifin, I mean, he's been flying all over the field since the LSU game. So two studs there, and I'm glad to see Ricardo playing with a lot of confidence, getting that pick, you know, kind of set him up for this weekend because he knows he's dealing with a lot better offense.
Yeah, and John, talking about the Clemson secondary, obviously a young group, a growing group, a group that's had some growing pains, admittedly. They're going to be having a lot of stress put on them with chunk plays down the field. They're going to be trying to exploit Clemson safeties and pick on those guys down the field. Do you think Ricardo Jones and Ronan Hanifin are up to the task this weekend?
Yes and no. I think they're going to find some success, but I also think they're going to, you know, suffer some failures.
Yeah.
This is a good passing attack. This is a good team. I don't think they're going to pitch a perfect game out here. The real thing that I want to see is an uptick in confidence and performance in Khalil Barnes.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a great take.
He has been tiptoeing coming downhill for the last couple of weeks. He's getting more and more confident in his play. But at times when he hasn't been aggressive like he was as a freshman or even parts of times last year, like he's the reason that plays are getting past the chains and first downs are occurring. I need to see him lock in tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think those other two guys are very important, but I think you can rotate those two opposite of Barnes. I need Barnes to be like a every down safety in this game.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Texter gets in and says, if the front four is up to the task, that will help our safeties more
Absolutely.
Than anything. Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. The front four's got the talent level and ability to be game wreckers, Cole. Are you anticipating to see more of that three defensive end and edge set that we've seen the last couple weeks with Lawson kind of lining up and just ready to murder your face every time he lines up on the line of scrimmage, and then Helt as well in there with T.J. Parker?
Yeah, you're 100% going to see that. And can we talk about Jaheim Lawson?
He's been so good this year.
I mean, he was your best defensive player last week, in my opinion. I thought he was going to get the leather helmet for a little bit. But
yeah,
you're going to see that same set tomorrow. I mean, it's been working. You know, Will Helt's all over. And like I just said, Jaheim Lawson, just my eyes were stuck on him. Stuck on 15 Saturday.
All I'll say is this. I know that they asked him about him in the presser, and he said that he can't let stuff get into the locker room. Jaheim Lawson, ever since his brother said there were no dogs on the team.
he's been a dog.
He's been a dog.
He's been the dog.
He has been a dog, and that is for certain. All right, Cole, we're up against the end of the segment. Tell the audience where they can check out your content, and great job, as always, on the program today.
Appreciate you. You can find me at ColeGerard4 on Twitter, and then, you know, shout out Cliff. Cliff Kennedy, Anthony Weeks for giving me the opportunity at ClemsonSportsMedia.com. And then I host a podcast every week. It's called the Tigers Den Podcast. It streams live on my Instagram, Twitter, ColeGerard4, and then the Tigers.den on Instagram. So those are my socials. Give us a follow. Appreciate John and Faxon for having me on again.
Yeah, of
Absolutely.
Course. Great work, Cole. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at the SMU game inside of Death Valley, and maybe tonight at the exhibition for Clemson
yeah, for
men's
sure.
basketball as well.
I'm excited for that.
I'm excited as well. That is Cole Gerard at ColeGerard4 over on Twitter with Clemson Sports Media. We're going to take a quick break here with Faxon and John. More Clemson football discourse, and probably a little bit more general college football discourse, John, because we're running out of time for our pick'em on the other side of a quick break.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlon Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance. And say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at everlineliving.com.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
It's time to drink pink at Palmetto Distillery in Anderson. All month long, Palmetto Distillery is donating a portion of their sales of pink drinks and pink flavors to the Roars Tigers for Tatas campaign. So what are you waiting for? Join them at one of their trivia nights, live music events, or just drop by to check out their ready-to-drink cocktails, moonshine, or sippin' creams. Drink pink at Palmetto Distillery all month long to give back to Tigers for Tatas, 200 West Benson Street in Anderson.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
The way golf was meant to be, a natural, beautiful trip through nature. You'll discover it at Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Dine in the Overlook Restaurant, open Thursday through Sunday, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source for Benjamin Moore Paint and more, with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Our fall sale is here. Get 30% off select Benjamin Moore paints from October 16th through November 1st, only at Spectrum Paint. Experience expert advice, color matching, and competitive prices. Your one-stop shop for all your painting projects. Visit SpectrumPaint.com to shop online or find the location nearest you. Go Tigers!
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
With all the changes going on in college athletics, you need someone who can keep you up to speed. And that's where we come in.
How do you think it went? I got him on the 1-yard line.
English, please. You know, I don't know baseball.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
And in the middle of a kiss, she said, you don't want this heart, boy, it's already broke. Told me everything she touched.
We welcome you back in, everybody. Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Height continues right here on The Roar. 654-ROAR is the number. If you'd like to check in on the phone lines or the Adams Co-Roofing text line, just had Cole Gerard depart the program. We're going to have Brad Brownell from Clemson Men's Basketball. You might have heard of him in the upcoming program, head ball coach for the men. Going to be joining us in the next segment. But, John, we got about 20 minutes till that, and we got a lot of games to talk about.
We got a lot of games to talk about before I have to you know, get mad at coach about something, but yeah, we'll get into that in the next segment.
You got some crow to eat with Mr. Brownell.
We got something to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. We haven't mentioned it today. You've got an hour and a half through the program. We haven't mentioned it. We're saving it for Brad Brownell.
Okay. All right, we'll save it.
Louisville at Miami. Miami a 13.5 point favorite. Our contest has shaken out 8-4 and running through our pick'em contest as we do every week. The four that are on Louisville plus the 13.5, Team Road Rage, William Quackenbush, and John Height. Everybody else in the contest on Miami. John, we broke this one down yesterday, and I think your logic of a backdoor cover aligns, especially watching what happened in Tallahassee with the way that Miami got that big hearty lead and then got outscored 19-0 to conclude that game.
It was like it was in week one. It was like we just have too many sample sizes of sometimes this particular Miami team doing this.
Yeah.
They are better. I think if they played all the way till the clock showed zero, I would take them to cover the spread, but we have multiple times where Miami starts thinking about what are we going to do when we leave here and not worried about finishing all four quarters of the game. I can't trust Miami to cover a two-touchdown spread at home on a Friday night.
Yeah, I think – and also you have to account for the fact, too, and I picked Miami. I think they're going to win and cover, but admittedly, this was the reason that gave me a little bit of caution and pause was the backdoor cover element. And also, like, a home field advantage at Miami isn't really a home field advantage. It's like you're playing on a neutral.
Normally it is. I'm curious to see what the environment is going to look like tonight because this is a top-five team.
Yeah,
they have not been a top five team for a while.
Maybe they get a little bit more juice. Maybe there's a little bit more excitement. Hopefully, I guess.
To me, it's a lot like it's a more extreme version of what Southern Cal is. If they're really good and it's the cool thing that's happening within Miami, the people will show up and pack that stadium.
Yes.
But if it's not the cool thing that is happening in the town right now, you're going to get the attendance figures like you're talking about. I'm just interested to see, does Miami believe this to be a real big thing going on in town right now or not?
Cardinals and Canes tonight on your television.
Oh boy, having to sit in rush hour traffic in Miami to get to a football game does not sound ideal.
And also, I do feel like it would be much more beneficial, again, to have a stadium that's on campus, to have some level of environment where it feels like your student base is involved, where it feels like your administration's involved. I've got a couple friends that go to the University of Miami, and it's a weird dynamic and a weird conversation pretty much every single time because they take a 45-minute shuttle, the students do, from the campus to the game, and then they shuttle back. And the way that it's been described to me is a massive inconvenience that turns off a large part of the student base from actually going to the games. I do understand that they have, like, a world-class NFL stadium 45 minutes down the road. I'm not overly mad at their decision to utilize it. I'm just interested to see if former Clemson athletic director Dan Radakovich wants to go in the direction of an on-campus stadium. I know there's been conversations of that in the past, and they've never actually gone through with it. It'll be interesting to see how that continues to unfold down in Coral Gables.
My big question is down there, and I got a good buddy of mine who lives fairly close to the campus, who, kind of like our now producer Morgan Thomas, is also a pilot, and he says there's nowhere to put it.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to physically put
an on-campus stadium.
Right. There's nowhere to do it, and I think what it would cost to acquire all that real estate to bulldoze and then
a lot of M's. A lot of M's. That is for certain.
Now, maybe if they get some of that Big Ten private equity money, they could afford some of that, but right now, I don't see it.
And basketball stadium is like Florida State. They're in Florida States, John. The basketball stadium is literally like you're walking into a dungeon, dude. It's so dark.
I've never been down
for
basketball.
It's so dark, and it's just so weird and dimly lit. That and Florida State are the two worst facilities in the ACC, in my opinion, at least from a lighting perspective and a game day environment. Feels just weird. Wake Forest isn't great either. 6-5-4 Roar, if you want to check in. Rolling through our pick 'em contest. Vanderbilt is hosting LSU. They're 2.5-point favorites. It's 10-2 Vandy in the contest. The only two on the Tigers are team out of bounds, being William Quackenbush and Ben Milstead. Again, I think this is going to be a grinder type of game where it's low scoring and the team that's grittier is going to find a way to get the job done. I've got a lot of respect for Blake Baker and the LSU defense. I think they're a top three unit in the country. Offensively, it's been a struggle this year. They have no identity in the run game. They haven't been able to get Caden Durham really going, who I think is a talented back. Their O-line just can't pave the way for him. Vandy's got a clearer path to victory, in my opinion, in this one, because they know who they are. They have an identity established on offense, and in a similar way to Georgia Tech, they also know their limitations, and they know their best players' limitations. Pavi is not a chuck-it-all-over-the-lot type of guy. He's a veer-and-shoot, RPO-run-it type of guy. And if they play to their strengths and can control the time of possession, I think Vanderbilt's going to win this football game.
If this game was later on in the day, I would have thought more about taking LSU. But it's 11 a.m. local. And listen, yes, there are numbers next to both of these teams. They have very good records. But do we really believe that every LSU player is taking Vanderbilt seriously?
Yeah.
At 11 o'clock in Nashville,
they're coming off of a couple big games.
Right, a very sleepy start. You've got bigger brands coming up. I think that Alabama game is right around the corner. So, I don't know, man. I just think that Vanderbilt wakes up and sees this as an opportunity. And I think LSU may see this as more of like, all right, we got to get through this.
Yeah.
And I just think Vanderbilt is going to wake up excited to get to this. Yes, I apologize. Next week, LSU has Texas A&M, and then they go to Alabama.
Whew, that's a murderer's row. I'll give a Pavi a quote that's not going to get us FCC'd. Vandy, we freaking turn this weekend. I'm expecting another interview and another Pavia signature moment in the camera. And I'm expecting the Commodores to move to 6-1. I'm going to whisper when I say this. I said it a couple weeks ago. I think there's a chance Vanderbilt makes the playoff. Just saying.
I don't think that's
– just saying.
We're going to live in a world where Indiana and Vanderbilt are in the college football playoff and no one is going to bat an eye over it.
It's getting more and more likely. If the Commodores can win this game, the path is cleared up for them to potentially be
absolutely
included in that 12-team playoff. So keep your eye on those Commodores, man. They're tough on the lines of scrimmage. They know their identity. There's nothing more dangerous in college football in the transfer portal era than a team that knows their identity, which is why Georgia Tech is 6-0. And on that note, John, I actually think this is where – the first loss comes for the Yellow Jackets of the season. Georgia Tech, a 2.5-point underdog on the road at Duke. Duke, I'm a little bit surprised to see them favored, but then again, that makes me trust my gut in my read of this matchup a little bit more. Both of these teams are undefeated in ACC play. There's massive ACC championship game aspirations for both the Yellow Jackets and the Blue Devils at this juncture. We're both on Duke. It's 7-5 in the contest. The 5 on the Ramblin' Wreck, Mickey Plyler, Morgan Thomas. Morgan, feel free to chime in on this one as well. Mike Vaughn and then Ramona and Nick Roby are all on the Yellow Jackets. I feel pretty darn good about Mensa and the boys getting it done this weekend at home, John. I think this is another one of those examples where Brent Key is a really, really good coach when there's a little number by the opponent's name, and he's right around 500 when there's not. It's a weird dynamic, but it's a large enough sample size to where I feel confident picking against him in these type of spots.
Well, to me, it was just a contrast of styles. I like the Duke passing attack. And I think that if the Duke passing attack is really going and it's producing high volumes of points, that Haynes King through the A-gap can't match Darian Mensa dropping back and throwing it.
Yes.
From just a point production standpoint, that was my logic here.
I think Mensa, and again, like I know that I'm kind of on an island
you
right
now. You think he's the best player in the country?
I think he's the best player in the whole country. Watch him at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Y'all let me know what you think. If you think I'm tripping, hold me in line at 654 Roar and keep me accountable. But that kid's spinning it right now. And John, like, I think there's a little bit of a bias for me, too. He's celebrating every time. Like, he's firing up his teammates on the sidelines. He's got the leadership traits that you want in your quarterback. And everything that I've heard about that young man from a teammate and a leader standpoint is exactly what you want in QB1. People give King the praise for being this great leader. I think Mintz is a really good leader in a different way in his own regard. So I love watching him kind of conduct an offense and the command and the feel that he has within an offense. I'm excited to watch this game tomorrow. I think these are two really good football teams and two really good coaches with Key and Diaz. So give me the Blue Devils. I said 31-20 yesterday. I'll stick to that. 31-20 Duke over GT.
Morgan, why'd you take the Jackets here?
Really, for me, it was just the points. I think these two teams are one of the better teams in the ACC. So, I mean, I love both of the teams equally. I think they both have really good quarterbacks that are confident in their system. Unfortunately, when Clemson faced Georgia Tech, we haven't faced Duke yet, although we will see them. But we need both of these teams to win. Both of these teams to lose. Can both of them lose in one game? That would be the best case scenario for Clemson. But in this case, really for me, John, it was just the points. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like it's two close teams, so I'm just going to take the extra 2.5 if you give it to me.
Yeah, and Georgia Tech, listen, they won a game by 1 point against Wake Forest. They won a game by 3 points against Clemson. They've been used to playing in those close games. I don't think that's bad logic at all, John. Like, you could tell me maybe this ends up 24-22 or something, and they get the cover with the 2.5. I like that from Morgan. That's pretty sound logic for certain. All right, our next game on the contest, which a texter actually just got in and asked us about, and this is another one where Morgan's in the minority and going against the grain. It's 9-3 in the contest with 9 of us on those dogs, 3 of us on the Rebels in Ole Miss. Will Clanton, Morgan Thomas, and Sam Jones, the 3 on the Ole Miss Rebels. If you give me Kirby Smart under a touchdown in an SEC game that he dominates the opponent in, I'm going to take Kirby Smart blindly. I don't have too much more on this one.
If that game didn't occur last year, I would have entertained the thought of Ole Miss walking between the hedges and pulling this thing off.
Yeah.
But you had that result last year. I just don't see it. I don't see Kirby dropping a game 2 years in a row to the same opponent.
Yep.
I kind of agree with some of Skip's rationale early on in the game. If Bowens is good, I really like some of their ability to run the football here. And I think there is a lot of respect between those two coaches. But I would have a feeling that Kirby Smart gets very sick and tired of the Lane Kiffin on the podium.
Yeah.
I just want to beat him, you know, after being there with Saban for so long. I think there's a healthy respect between these two, but also a very healthy level of competition.
Yeah.
And I trust Kirby to get it done at home.
I think I trust Kirby to get it done at home as well. This is a really good Georgia team. They don't have the typical identity that they're used to having, which is like this screaming, flying defense that wants to punch you in the mouth, right? And the defensive line has really struggled for UGA at points this season. You don't have those typical Monstar type of edge rushers that are just spawning down in Athens, but they've been able to overcome that. The secondary has improved. It's a young secondary in Athens, but I think Schumann and Smart deserve a lot of credit for kind of growing this defense over the course of the season. Because, John, I think we all had massive concerns after the Tennessee matchup. It was like, man, Georgia just got gashed. How many teams on this schedule can they actually beat with the secondary playing at this level? Well, they give up 0 points in the second half to Alabama. They give up 0 points in the second half to Auburn. And the defense is really starting to come into their own. I like Georgia in this one. I'm going to take the Bulldogs 30-17 over Ole Miss. I think UGA scores a backdoor touchdown to kind of get the cover and get the spread out of the way there. But I'm hoping for a competitive game. Anytime these two teams and coaches clash, it tends to be pretty entertaining, John. So definitely looking forward to the matchup between the Rebels and the Bulldogs. Final matchup before we take a quick break and we visit with Clemson men's basketball head coach Brad Brownell. Texas Tech is at Arizona State. I took Arizona State here surely because I saw Sam Levitt was listed as probable on the availability report. I'm admittedly taking a flyer and a risk. I don't think they cover this if Sims plays. I don't think Sims is a very good player at all. I think Levitt's a very good player, so I'm playing a little bit of injury roulette here, if you will. I don't have too much of a read on this one other than that. I think Texas Tech's a really, really good football team.
I think Texas Tech is a very good football team. I'm all in on this this roster, this team, what they are doing. The way they are coming out in the first quarter and just punching everybody in the mouth and grabbing – I heard somebody say this the other day. I can't remember who, and I wish I could give it credit for it. But, like, they try to put you in a headlock, and then we'll take any amalgamation of points they can get in the first quarter and then just make you play catch-up.
Yes.
Love it. I love their mindset coming into every game. I think they will be fired up to go into the house of the defending conference champion. Whether Levitt is there or not, I think he does impact it. Don't get me wrong. If Jeff Sims is playing, this is the easiest pick of the weekend.
It is, yeah.
But even with Levitt coming back off of an injury, I just think Texas Tech is dialed in. I think they mean business, and that defense is for real in that league. They can also run the football. They can play keep away from Arizona State. I like Texas Tech here.
Texas Tech, I love Joey McGuire. Did you see him in the postgame press conference where he's saying, hey, if you're a big boy, if you're an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman, you want to come play football for us here at Texas Tech, and we want you. I think that's been the thing that's hindered McGuire from ascending that program in years past prior to this one. They've had some of the skill position talent. Heck, they've even had the quarterback some of those years, but they haven't had the lines of scrimmage play to be able to physically impose their will on opponents within the Big 12 until this year. This is the year where he hit in the portal, he hit on the recruiting trail, and they've done a good job developing talent as well on the lines of scrimmage in Lubbock, and now you're paying the dividends. It's not hard, John. If you win up front, it's really hard to lose football games. And Texas Tech right now, they're 6-0 with winning up front on both sides of the football, and they're 6-0 in the actual win and loss column as well to go with that. We're going to take a quick break here on the show. On the other side, a little guy named Brad Brownell from Clemson men's basketball, the head ball coach, is going to be joining us. He was watching the television last night, I'm sure, between the Bengals and the Steelers, so I'll let John take that one. And we'll also ask him about the exhibition coming up tonight against Presbyterian, what he's seen from his group this offseason. Really excited and very blessed to be visiting with the head ball coach for Clemson men's basketball. Hear from Brad Brownell live right after this here with Faxon and John.
The Tigers return home to face the SMU Mustangs, and we've got you covered with all the action, starting 6 hours before kick at 9:30 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery. The Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and his crew will take over at 12:30. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson athletics, where every day is game day.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. If you received a service area reduction letter telling you that your plan is going out at the end of 2025, we can help. Are your prescription drug costs too high and you don't know which way to turn? We can help. Do you have a so-called agent already who you can't get in touch with? We can help. Are you just cotton picking tired of having to make the choices and fight the battles by yourself? We can help. We are independent Medicare insurance agents who sell and service the Big Seven companies and all of their plans. We do not have a dog in the hunt and will change you anytime that you have a right to change and a need to change. Additionally, all of our help comes at no charge to you. Give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. We are truly in this together.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value, all in one winning play. We're family-owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game. Or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on Weck. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment, motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when the industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
AceHomeCo.com's the place. Plumbing, heat, and air with a friendly face. Electrical, too, they've got your back. Ace Plumbing, Electrical, and HVAC.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit AceHomeCo.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Cold weather is just around the corner. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Shop over 20 models of vented and vent-free propane or natural gas logs that heat for just pennies an hour and use no electricity, keeping you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it.
Welcome you back in, everybody. Facts on Sports with Fax and Childress and John Hite continues here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Folks, we remind you, we are live from the Chick-fil-A in Clemson, as we are every Friday. You can continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Order those tailgating trays. Get ready for game day weekend. And speaking of game day, John, I want to say it's game day for a particular Clemson head coach today, so definitely looking forward for that. We've got Brad Brownell, the head coach for Clemson men's basketball, joining the show today. Coach Brownell, really excited to have you on, and we appreciate you taking the time, man. How we doing?
Doing great. Happy to be on with you guys, and looking forward to getting the season started tonight. Should be fun.
Coach, I'm going to bring you in on this front. You've got some bragging rights over my co-host, John Hite, right now after last night's Thursday night football game.
Yeah, Coach, what's up with that? Bengals 33, my Pittsburgh Steelers 31. I thought we were friends, Coach.
Well, Coach Bender is a huge Steeler fan on staff, so that's like the biggest game of the year for me. It's bragging rights here in the office, even more so. So, yeah, believe me, we had morning shoot around 7 a.m. with our team today, and Coach Brownell was walking around making sure that everybody saw the score.
Well, not only do you have bragging rights in the building, I guess you have bragging rights on your Tiger Hour show later on in the season. We look forward to getting that going here at the end of November as well.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, we're kicking things off today at Little John Coliseum. Free admission at 6 p.m. for the exhibition against Presbyterian. Are you excited to get back out there? It feels like when this time of the calendar rolls around, do you still get that same itch even though you're so entrenched here with your career?
No, absolutely. Yeah, you're 100% excited, and sometimes this year maybe even a little more so just because we have so many new players. I mean, when you've got as many new guys and freshmen as we do, you're as unsure as ever. Most of the time, you know, you never know how your team's going to play, but when you have a bunch of guys coming back like we have the last year or two, you're a little more settled and at ease. But now with a whole new group, it's a lot different. You're a little apprehensive, excited, just anxious to see how your guys perform. And the one thing I want to say, I know that they sent out some ticket situation, but it is free tonight, and you don't need, I don't know, whatever they sent out. You don't have to have that. If you just want to come watch the Tigers tonight, just come to the Little John at 6 o'clock. It is a 6 o'clock tip. So come early, and we'll certainly let you in, and hope that you'll cheer loud and give our guys some energy. We want as many folks in the building to kind of get our guys a little bit of a dress rehearsal here before we get started this year. Hello?
Hey, Coach, it looks like we've got a little bit of a loss here with Faxon and John Hite. Okay. So we'll have to get them on real quick. Give me 1 second here as I see if I can get them to reload.
No, sounds good.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
All right, sorry about that, folks at home. We're live at Chick-fil-A in Clemson and had some technical difficulties on our end. We still got Coach Brownell here, thankfully. Coach, thank you for sticking with us through some technical difficulties. Live radio, you're going to have it every once in a while, so we appreciate you. Let's talk a little bit about those freshmen you were getting into. Zach Foster, Chase Thompson, you guys have an uber-talented class. A lot of expectations with that class. What have you seen from these freshmen throughout the course of the offseason that inspires some confidence?
Well, I think those two guys, Chase and Zach, and then Ace Buckner and Dallas, for sure, those guys are all, physically probably a little further along than some of the freshmen we've had in the past. They're, you know, weight-wise and just athleticism-wise, they're a little bit more ready to compete at this level. Certainly the extra year, I think, helped for Ace and Dallas. And then Zach and Chase, both, you know, highly recruited guys that came in, I think, with you know, a little more athleticism. And so they've been very competitive in practices. You'll see a bunch of those guys tonight. It'll be fun to watch how they play. Unfortunately, Trent Steinauer sprained an ankle just, I think it was yesterday, or no, a couple days ago, and will not be able to play today. But I wish he was going to get some time. And then Blake Davidson is our kind of our sixth freshman that'll get a chance, hopefully, to play a couple minutes tonight as well.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to seeing some of the young bucks. Let's talk about some of these transfers. Another extremely talented transfer portal class, and we can focus on the guards. Justin Porter, Budda Johnson, I know there's some lofty expectations for those two. Where's your head at as of right now with how they've been able to combine with the returning production of Dylan Hunter and a couple more really talented players in that guard room for you?
Yeah, just different players. JP is a good little shooter and really fast. You know, hope to get him moving around and find some shots on the perimeter for him. And Bud is another guy. Both those guys, I think, shoot well on the move. They can shoot on the turn. You can screen. You can run them around, and they can make shots. And, you know, that's, I think, what our team needs right now. We need to show that we can consistently make shots. Losing Chase and Jaden Zachary, two older players that made a bunch of threes, especially Chase Hunter. You know, that's what we wanted to go out and find with those two players.
Yeah, for sure. In the front court, you guys have a ton of intriguing pieces, including Nevada transfer Nick Davidson, who's turned a lot of heads, Utah Valley transfer Carter Welling, and then getting R.J. Godfrey back as well. It feels like this is the deepest your front court's been in a while, Coach. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit like our team, you know, a couple years ago that played in the Elite Eight, obviously with TJ and Ian, and then RJ coming off the bench, being the first big off the bench that year. I felt like we, you know, we had strength, we had some athleticism, we had versatility, very competitive, physical guys. I think we're similar that way. Carter and Nick Davidson are both, you know, experienced. It'll be a little bit of a jump for Carter moving up in levels. I think we have a lot of our guys that are transfers that the level will be a little bit different, so the adjustment will be there. But they're all older. They've played a bunch of college basketball games. They've played well. They have experience, and now we just need to get them experience in our system, in our style. But I think that's the strength of our team. Those three guys along the front line are all older players, mature players, talented guys, big, strong, physical players that, you know, those guys will have to play well for our team to be successful.
Coach, when you bring in a ton of freshmen and a ton of transfers, you mentioned how the last couple years you still had a ton of returning and foundational pieces, and you were more plug in the holes. With a new group and new foundation this year, do you find yourself stopping practice and blowing the whistle more on offense or defense? What's more difficult for guys to learn when they get into the respective systems?
Yeah, I think the defense, you know, we're probably more demanding that way. So that's the part that probably frustrates us a little more than the offense. But we are blowing the whistle a lot. We're stopping it. We're probably not getting through all the material on our practice plans very often. And that's just part of having a young new team with so many new players. There's just a lot of teaching going on. And I think, you know, that's something that as a coaching staff, we have to do a really good job. We've got to be patient, but also demanding to make sure that we get the rate of development and learning that we need at the time we need it. And so, you know, that's kind of something that you work through. And guys are all in here very eager. They want to learn. They want to do well. They want to please. But it's a lot. And it's a lot when it's a lot of new players. And so we're working through it. I think we're making a lot of progress. I feel like in the last week we had fall break. We got to go twice a day on Monday and Tuesday. I thought that was good for us. And I feel like we've made some good progress here in the last week or so.
Coach, how's the health of this team right now as you're getting ready for your first competitive action here this evening? You feel good about the health of the squad?
You know, we're pretty good. We're pretty good, except for Trent Steinauer spraining his ankle. He's out. Everybody else will be available. We're probably a little tired just – you know, to be honest with you, we've probably over-practiced them here in the last 4 or 5 days to get not really in the mind of getting ready for this game, but more in the mind of just all that we need to do to get better. And so, you know, we probably would have gone a little lighter here the last couple of days to just make sure we're ready for optimum performance. But to be honest with you, there's just so much that we need to get through and learn that we've just got to kind of keep our head down and keep plugging. So, but health-wise, we're good. we're good and everybody's excited and eager and they're ready to play somebody different. They're tired of banging against each other, and it'll be a great teaching tool for us. We'll approach it, you know, in some ways like a real game, and we've done a little bit of scouting, probably not to the same depth that we would if it was a real game. And we'll probably sub a little bit more frequently and let some guys get some more time and see how it goes. But it'll be a great test for us, and obviously we're hopeful for a good crowd so that it can be a good environment for our players.
And, Coach, when you have an exhibition game like this, I'm glad you included some commentary there on the tail end of that. I wanted to ask you about, is it more about self-scouting when you're going back to the film room after a game like this and learning about what your group is headed into the season and less about the opponent?
Yeah, it is. We've tried to do a few things and certainly walk through a couple scouting situations and just make sure that our guys understand, like, you know, with so many new guys, we're trying to walk through, like, this is how it's going to be. And so that the first game isn't the first time we do it. But we're also not as in-depth as we would be for a normal game right now, just because we have so much to work on for ourselves that we got to put more of our focus there. So that'll be good. It'll be great. We're going to take Saturday off, and then on Sunday we'll have a long film session where we analyze it, you know, as a group, and then the guys will get individual film with their position coaches and really dig even deeper into it so that we can really learn and grow from this contest tonight.
Well, Coach, before we let you get running and get back to it today on game day, tell our audience why they need to come out tonight and get to know your new group of players and kind of the impact that a rowdy crowd can have at Little John Coliseum.
Yeah, first of all, I think it's just going to be fun to kind of get to know who our new team is. You know, we've been so spoiled here these last 3 or 4 years with guys that you've seen and watched grow, and now you're going to embrace a whole new group. We're going to have 6 freshmen. So we got a bunch of young guys that you're going to hopefully be around a long time, that you're going to get to know and watch them and see them as young people that I think are very talented. I think it's a really talented freshman class. And then we've got some old guys that I think are just really excited to be at Clemson. We have a group of young guys and old guys together that have really connected. I think it's going to be fun. We're going to try to play an up and down style and pick up full court and do some things to be really exciting and entertaining. I think you'll see a lot of subbing. So there'll be guys flying in and out. It should be a fun night in Little John. Hope everybody will be there again. 6 o'clock tip.
6 o'clock tip. Free admission tonight at Little John Coliseum. Go check out Clemson men's basketball and Brad Brownell's new group for the 2025 campaign. It's going to be a fun one. A lot of talent and coaching staff is going to have them ready to go as always. Coach Brownell, thank you so much for taking some time and bearing with us through some technical difficulties on site here at Chick-fil-A. And let's hope you can continue your winning ways after the Bengals got the job done last night.
Man.
And sorry, John. Hopefully y'all can get it done against PC tonight.
Sounds good. Thanks, fellas.
Of course. Thank you, Brad. And that is Coach Brownell with Clemson Men's Basketball. Bearing with us through some technical difficulties. We appreciate Coach for that. Thank you, Ben Winterode, for helping get that set up as well. And, John, sorry to bring up a sore subject.
Oh, no. It's quite all right. You lose the game. Coach deserves the rights to brag to me and Coach Bender and everybody else. Will Vandervoort, if he's going to be there in the press corps tonight, I hope Coach gives him crap about last night's performance as well.
Yeah, definitely the case. And I didn't realize Coach Bender was such a big Steelers fan. I might even have to chirp him today when I see him later. And the tunnel might get a little diss in on behalf of Jamar Chase or T. Higgins. So
tell him he is welcome on the show anytime.
Yes, Coach Bender, if you are listening, you're welcome on the program whenever. All right, shifting gears back to football in the final segment, we're going to have Ashby Mixon from the Clemson Insider and right here at the Roar joining us in the upcoming segment to talk some Clemson versus SMU. Stick with us.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Want to be closer to the action on game day? Check out Hunter Quinn's brand new townhomes at The Landing at Clemson Marina. These luxury maintenance-free homes are perfect for Tiger fans. Wake up on game day just minutes from the stadium, skip the traffic, fire up the grill, and make it to Death Valley before the first tailgate tent goes up. And after the final whistle, you can be back on the couch before the post-game press conference even starts. The Landing at Clemson Marina, your tailgate headquarters.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Save up to 50% at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Garrison Expo Center at Clemson University. Browse the largest display of hot tubs, cold therapy tubs, swim spas, and saunas in the region from major brands at up to 50% off. Over 30 spas will be on display and immediate delivery is available. Show admission and parking are free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Garrison Expo Center at Clemson University. Visit HotTubExpo.com. That's HotTubExpo.com.